On the floating ship's oceans, I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me laughing. Say to me, let me hold you. Here I am, waiting to hold you. Did I dream? You dreamed about me. Were you here when I was falling? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken off long on your rock. For you say, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, shines from the sorrow. Well, I'm as puzzled as a newborn child. I'm as riddled as the tide. Should I stand mid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me. Swear to me, let me unfold you. Here I am, waiting to hold you.
Happy International Women's Day, everyone. My name is Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy, and you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the land known as UBC. It's International Women's Day, so we are playing a whole day of really amazing program highlighting women and non-binary folk. And yeah, today on Too Dreamy, I'm going to be playing, some music by, oh, hi there, people who are looking in through the window. I'll be playing some music by some of the most influential, to me at least, the most influential women artists from the dream pop and shoegaze scenes. And we were just listening to Liz Fraser, Liz Fraser of Cocteau Twins. But that song was actually it was put out by This Mortal Coil, and it was Liz's interpretation of Song to the Siren. And Song to the Siren is a cover of a Tim Buckley song, which I'd never actually heard the original until yesterday. I played it when I was walking home through the snow. And yeah, Liz just does some amazing things with that song. So Liz Fraser, in case you don't know much about her, I'm going to profile her a bit here. She's a Scottish singer, songwriter, and musician. And she has a soprano vocal range, and she has been described as an utterly unique performer whose swooping operatic vocals relied less on any recognizable language than on the subjective sounds and textures of verbalized emotions. She's also been described as having the voice of God. She's just so amazing. Cocteau Twins, she spent quite a few years with Cocteau Twins. I'm going to play a bit of Cocteau Twins throughout the show. At least like one song now, and maybe another song later, unless I end up running out of time, because I have so much love to give to these women. But the song that I'm going to play for you all right now is called Carolyn's Fingers. It is from the fifth album by the Cocteau Twins. And this was the band's first album to receive major label distribution before that. They were a bit less known, but this was the first one that really got some recognition for them. This is Carolyn's Fingers by the Cocteau Twins here on CITR.
Oh,
We are just listening to My Bloody Valentine with the song Feed Me With Your Kiss from their first album, Isn't Anything. And My Bloody Valentine would be nothing without the wonderful, beautiful Belinda Butcher. She is an English musician and singer-songwriter, best known for My Bloody Valentine as a vocalist and guitarist. And if Liz Fraser was the godmother of dream pop, I believe that Belinda Butcher is the godmother of shoegaze. I think one really lovely thing I was just reading about was around how her vocals have been often referred to as a trademark of My Bloody Valentine's songs, sound alongside Kevin Shields' guitar techniques. And during the recording of Isn't Anything, which is where the song that we were just listening to came from, Belinda was awoken and recorded vocals, which she said influenced her sound by making them more dreamy and sleepy. A similar process was used during the recording of Loveless, which we're going to listen to in a little bit later, where often when My Bloody Valentine would do vocals, it would be 7:30 in the morning, and Belinda shares, I just usually fallen asleep and have to be woken up to sing. I'm usually trying to remember what I've been dreaming about when I'm singing. And she shares that her singing was originally influenced by Francois Hardy and later by Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. Yeah, I was really lucky. My friend Emily, who is listening today. Hi, Emily. Along with a couple of other close ones to us, went down to Seattle to see My Bloody Valentine and fell in love with Belinda over and over again. Again, if you're just tuning in, we also were just listening to Cocteau Twins at the beginning of that set with Carolyn's Fingers from their fifth album, Blue Bell Knoll. Yeah, and we started off the set with, we started the show with This Mortal Coil with Liz on vocals with the song Sound of the Siren from their album It'll End in Tears. The reason why I'm referencing Song of the Siren again is because when David Lynch was first putting together his film Blue Velvet in 1986, he had hoped to get the rights to play Song of the Siren because he was so in love with Liz Fraser's vocals on it, but he wasn't able to purchase the rights. So what he did was he actually went and recruited American singer Julie Cruz to go and sing a song that he wrote that was quite similar to Song of the Siren. And he ended up including Julie Cruz in a bunch of his different projects, including Twin Peaks, where she's known for singing Falling, the theme song. And I always think of her as one of the lodge spirits in Twin Peaks as well. She has those very eerie, very loving thing to her that's just so amazing. Yeah, I think she was actually my gateway into dream pop. I was a huge Twin Peaks fan when I was 14. And continue to be. And Julie Cruz definitely has had a strong influence on not only the music that I listen to, but also the music that I make. So I'm going to play a song called The World Spins. It's my favorite Julie Cruz song. I hope you all love it. And yeah, this is Julie Cruz, The World Spins, here on CITR. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello.
This Friday, March 8th, is International Women's Day, and CITR is celebrating by curating 8 hours of our favorite FemCon of the year. Tune in to hear exclusive interviews, stories, music, and playlists, all produced by Femmes.
That was Mazzy Star with the song Blue Flower from their first album, which is called She Hangs Brightly. Before that, we had Julie Cruz with The World Spins from Floating Into the Night. But yes, let me tell you a little bit about Mazzy Star. So Mazzy Star is the project of the one and only Hope Sandoval. Oh, Yeah, Hope Sandoval. I just like even saying her name. I feel like someone is hugging me. She has been a part of Mazzy Star and also Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. She's just so, so beautiful. She is from East Los Angeles, California, and has been just putting out such amazing music for the last few decades. One thing I love about Hope is that during her live performances, she prefers to sing in near darkness with only a dim black light. And she has a really strong reputation for shyness. Her stage presence has been described as highly withdrawn, barely acknowledging the audience. I think that's me if I'm on stage. I am also quite shy and withdrawn. I have not seen Hope live yet. I really hope to. I think it would be really lovely. I had a good friend who went and saw her when she played in Seattle a few years ago. She brought me back a pin. The pin means the world to me. Something about the album She Hangs Brightly, which was, as I said, their debut album. It got a lot of bad reviews with someone actually calling the tunes, aside from Blue Flower, which we just heard, and Hala, as being immemorable. I believe that that Mazzy Star got a bit more attention when Kurt Cobain listed it, this album, in his top 50 albums of all times. And we know that Mazzy Star has had quite a bit of success since then. We may play some more Mazzy later for you all as well. But yeah, that was Mazzy Star. Coming up next, I'm going to play some music by the band Lush. They are from England. They continue to put out some really beautiful music. And what I really love about Lush is that it's headed by not one, but two wonderful women. There's Mickey Bernier and also Emma Thompson. And they've come together to bring us some really gorgeous music. So this is the song Sweetness and Light, and it's from their album Gala, which is actually a compilation of some of the singles that they put out. Such a lovely album. Here is Lush on CITR.
Daddy, what should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with...
CITR and Timber Concerts present Cherry Glazer, on tour to support their upcoming new release, Stuffed and Ready. See them live Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater, with special guests Palehound. Tickets are available online and at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings, and Zulu Records. This Friday, March 8th, is International Women's Day, and CITR is celebrating by curating 8 hours of our favorite FemCon of the year. Tune in to hear exclusive interviews, stories, music, and playlists, all produced by Femmes.
And we were just listening to Slow Dive with Catch the Breeze. That was from their first album, Just for a Day. Slow Dive, I got to see them a couple of years ago. Again, like that same well of sound and beauty and just everything. Seeing some of these bands live. The band Slow Dive has Rachel Goswell on vocals and guitar. She also shares vocals with Neil Halstead. And Rachel is one of my favorite artists. She's just amazing. She is partially deaf herself with the result of a viral infection that occurred in 2006. And she hasn't stopped her from singing. It hasn't stopped her from producing such amazing music. And Slow Dive, it's just, they put out a new album a couple years ago that just blew me away. When I had this show on CFUV, I remember being able to premiere one of their songs and my heart exploded a bit. Before that, we were listening to Cockatoo Twins with Ice Blink Luck from their album Heaven or Las Vegas. And we started off that set with Lush with the song Sweetness and Light from the album Gala. Coming up next, I'm going to play some Low. And Low is actually playing a show here coming up just in a couple of weeks. I think like in a week and a half now. Let me just pull up the exact date. They're playing on Tuesday, March 19th, and it's going to be at the Imperial. Never been to the Imperial myself. Excited to be there. EMA, my favorite artist from Portland, is also opening up for them. But let me tell you a little bit about the band Low. They put out their first studio album in 1994, and it was called I Could Live in Hope. They've been putting out music consistently since then. They're from Minnesota. And the woman I want to highlight from Low is named Mimi Parker. She plays both drums and she's a vocalist on Low. And Low is characterized by slow tempos and minimalistic arrangements. They're such a beautiful band, and they put on really impressive live performances from what I've heard. Sometimes they will, sometimes the audiences get so into everything that they'll just sit on the floor and be mesmerized. I'm really excited to be mesmerized by them. Hopefully some of you will be able to join me. This is their song, Lazy, here on CITR.
Sarah, Sarah. not enough. She says there's not enough for two. There's not enough. There's not enough. It's not enough for two. Sarah, Sarah.
And that was Low with Lazy from their first album, I Could Live in Hope. Thank you so much for joining me today on this, this journey through early shoegaze and dream pop. And thank you for allowing me to share some of the lovely women who've really inspired me in those communities. Stay tuned, because we do have more International Women's Day programming coming up next as Beppe Crespin presents with some noise and sound art by women, trans, genderqueer, and non-binary artists. At 4 o'clock, we have a live performance by Necking, one of my favorite local bands that just got signed to Mint Records. And after that, at 5 o'clock, we have a special from Word on the Street. In honor of International Women's Day. Also, do remember that you can still donate to Fund Drive. We are at $22,365.40 raised out of the 40,000 that we're hoping for. And you can still get some really amazing swag, like the Fund Drive patch, exclusive tote bag, CITR socks, and more. I know I'm going to pick up my three today. I'm going to leave you all with some Belinda Butcher from My Bloody Valentine. Again, my so-called godmother of shoegaze. This is the song Only Shallow from their 1991 album Loveless. I love you all. I hope that you have a really great International Women's Day, and I'll catch you next week, 1 o'clock on Friday, for some more Too Dreamy.